PM Modi has set a 100-day target for the saffron cadre to expand the BJP juggernaut to weak wicket seats, fresh allies and new voters. Well, at the National Council meet of the BJP, the largest huddle of the party, PM Modi made the 400-bar pitch yet again, asking his karyakartas to work in mission mode. Politics for the NDA is in a flux, with former allies returning to the fold and possible alliance partners in BJP huddles. But this, as the Congress is facing the challenge of keeping its own loyalists and old hands in check, an expansion to new allies seeming a pipe dream for the grand old party for now. From veterans like Milind Deora and Ashok Javan joining the BJP, to now the most unexpected shocker for the Congress. Well, Kamal Nath, the senior most congressman, seemed to have been in touch with the BJP, but now the Congress denying all rumours saying that Kamal Nath will not be switching over to the Saffron Party. But still, on Left, Right and Centre tonight, we look at the road to 2024. As the BJP expands, is the Congress in reverse gear? Well, joining me on Left, Right and Centre this evening, I'm being joined by Sujata Paul, spokesperson of the Congress. R.P. Singh, spokesperson of the BJP, is also with us. Mr. Badri Narayan, Professor Badri Narayan, political analyst, is also with us. I will be joined by Rashid Kidwai, senior journalist as well. Sujata Paul, going across to you first. Well, while the Congress has denied that Mr. Kamal Nath will not be joining the BJP, but how do you look at the politics in the run-up to 2024? You have key allies like Jayant Chaudhary in talks with the BJP. Nitish Kumar, of course, has dumped the India bloc. And your own loyalists, people perhaps you could have never expected have joined the BJP, including Milind Deora and Ashok Chavan. What is the Congress's game plan now going ahead?
Vedant, whoever goes to the BJP makes it very clear that BJP karyakartas are going to be sidelined. So that's my point number one. And the BJP karyakartas need to tell us whether it is an ideology that they were fighting for and whether it was worth fighting it out. Because now the tickets are going to obviously be given to those that they are importing. So those people who are importing netas, and when the Prime Minister goes and talks about 100 days for the karyakartas, I am amazed, because the moment he said 100 days, I remembered the guarantee of 100 smart cities. But where are those 100 smart cities? He said 2 crore jobs per year, and I'm still looking for people who have got those 20 crore jobs after 10 years of Mr. Modi's rule. So his guarantees are fake and false. And okay, that is
so
what
that's an interesting
the people
talking
are looking
point
at
there.
As far
that's
as the Congress party
point,
is Jada concerned.
Paul, let me get the BJP spokesperson to respond to that. How would you respond to it, Mr. R.P. Singh, that while the Prime Minister's speech was a powerful one, there seemed to have been many contradictions. He spoke about self-reliance for the farmers, but you have the farmers protesting, taking to the streets, and the administration sort of not even allowing them to enter the national capital. He also spoke about the Congress polarizing and sort of communalizing the narrative, but you often have BJP ministers being accused of the same. So is it more of a political rhetoric and less substance?
Namaskar and good evening. Let's understand, which minister has polarized the election? I have not read or heard about any minister trying to polarize the election. One. Secondly, the madam said about the jobs. 18 crore jobs have been given under EPFO data. I'll send the data to her if she needs one. And also, more than 4 crore people were given self-employment under the government scheme. And obviously, when they are given self-employment, it's not only the one person who is employed under the self-employment scheme, it's more than one. So put together something like 8 odd crore people also there also. Put together 26 crore people have been given employment during last 10 years. This is the official data, not my data. One. Secondly, we are gearing up for elections. PM has urged the workers to gear up for next 100 days and work round the clock and ensure that we reach out to the last person in the row and ensure that the schemes of the government, the lady was talking about the farmers thing. There is a certain set of farmers from Punjab who have some issues.
Yes.
Although, please, I can debate that separately also. But is it countrywide? Is it the farmers Odisha also protesting? Andhra Pradesh also protesting? Farmers from Tamil Nadu protesting? or farmers from Karnataka and Telangana, the Congress would state protesting. No.
Well, you did have some farmers of Karnataka wanted to join the protest, but nevertheless, the point you made about messaging, that's important. And Sujata Paul,
you allowed the Congress spokesperson to continue. You want me to continue or you want me to go?
No, go ahead, but I'll get the Congress spokesperson to respond to that also.
Complete
your point.
I mean, you allowed her to complete time.
Go ahead, Mr. Singh. Now go ahead, Mr. Singh, and make your point.
Yeah. So
just because you're in power doesn't mean you're going to threaten everybody.
No, I'll come back to you, Sujata. Go ahead, Mr. Singh.
I'm not threatening at all. I'm asking my right. I mean, I'm not threatening. I mean, we are not like Congress Party.
Coming back to the point, Mr. Singh, go ahead.
Well, whether it's 11 crore farmers who get Kisan Samman Nidhi under the Prime Minister scheme, or even the crop insurance scheme which benefits a farmer directly, or also the fertilizer and other input which has been subsidized by government to the heavy, almost to the 50% extent. So put together, I mean, I accept there is a problem in Punjab, but otherwise, overall, there is not an issue as such farmers goes.
Okay.
But coming to the basic, today, more than 55 crore people are getting benefit of Ayushman Bharat, the scheme which gives benefit of 5 lakh rupees of health insurance to individuals. Also, that 14 crore people have got the drinking water, the tap water at their doorstep now. I mean, this was not there. Or 4 crore people has got roof on their head. I mean, this was not there earlier.
Okay. So, Sujata Paul in on that. Sujata Paul, you know, optics and messaging are very important in politics. And the India message, so to speak, or the Congress's message, does not seem to be resonating either with voters or with allies or your own veteran leaders, perhaps, because you have your loyalists, you have allies of the Congress dumping the party and switching over to the BJP. So where is that messaging?
The messaging is very clear. That the Prime Minister knows that he does not have any leaders in his party. He has substandard politicians in his party. That is why he has to import other people from other parties. That's a fact. Now, if you remember, Vedant, in my opening statement, I did not mention the farmers. But here you are, a person who is flustered, and this gentleman is completely flustered with what is happening at the Delhi borders. And that is why he spoke about the farmers.
But shouldn't you be flustered as well, Sujata Paul? Because you have veteran leaders of your party deserting the Congress.
Let me complete. I'm coming to that. You will have to let me speak, please, Vedant, because I have to reply to what Mr. R.P. Singh said. Because when you talk about incomes of farmers being doubled by 2022, it hasn't happened. The Prime Minister has only spoken lies. His affidavit which was given by his government at the Supreme Court, completely contradicted what he was saying as a poll promise. So his guarantees, the old guarantees haven't been fulfilled, and people understand that. Now coming to Telangana, where I'm sitting right now. And let me tell you that the farmers here also sat on a protest, and they also demanded MSP. But Mr. R.P. Singh will not know, because national media will not carry it. And that is the reason why the message is not going across. Now, you have been given a tight slap, Mr. R.P. Singh, by the Supreme Court on the electoral bond issue. And your corruption shows clearly. And that is what is flustering you. That is why you have tried to, come down
R.P. Singh,
on our
quick
bank
response
account.
To that,
why?
And then,
why
then I'll
scared?
Go back to my
Let
analysts as well, listening very patiently. R.P. Singh, quick response.
Well, as far as Telangana goes, please, I'll appreciate before the debate gets over, let us show some videos of the Telangana farmers' protest. One. Secondly, also, the agriculture is also a state subject. I mean, if there is some issue, state can tackle the issue. I mean, state can announce MSP on their own. I mean, why don't
they announce MSP? MSP? They're asking for a legal guarantee on MSP.
The MSP debate is certainly a very complicated one. And while we discuss politics, I don't want to bring in that debate. But let me get Professor Badri Narayan in on what we're discussing. Badri Narayan, what should be the Congress's focus right now? Because you have key allies of the Congress leaving the party and joining the NDA fold. Do you think that the Congress's message is not resonating with, whether it's voters or allies? Does the Congress have anything to offer at the moment to its own loyalists and people who have stood by the Congress for such a long time?
Vedant, I think there are two very different situations for the Congress. One is Congress has to contest with the party. with BJP, who has already taken lead in the making in the realm of perception, perception of winning the elections. They have already trying to create, and they have created. And you know, secondly, they have to contest with the leader like Narendra Modi, who is whose image is going beyond political. Now he is beyond political. You can't contest with him with the political strategies and the instrument. He has evolved his image as a social leader, as a cultural leader, as a political leader too. So, and Congress has no that kind of reply. In Congress, there is neither a very big image-bearing kind of political leader or beyond political leader too. So Modi, and you know, we were surveying Vedant, the youths of the district towns in Uttar Pradesh, and after Ram Janmabhoomi Pratishtha, there is a big shift in the Modi image. And now they are seeing him as a yug purush.
Okay, those are very interesting points you have made, Professor Narayan, there. And let me get Rashid Kidbai on this. Do you think in the run-up to the polls, the Congress has lost on both fronts? I mean, of course, we cannot preempt the mandate. But as far as the campaign is concerned, do you think the Congress has lost on both fronts messaging? And two, you know, the BJP has also been able to show its electoral mettle. While the Congress's seat-sharing talks, there seems to be no headway in that.
Yes, Vedant, thank you. I think 2024 is a very, elections are a very poor reflection on the opposition, particularly the Congress. For the first time in several decades, we are seeing that not only the opposition is from United, it does not have a prime ministerial candidate. You recall that in June 2023, the entire opposition came together and they had this kind of India Alliance, a catchy name. But since then, it's been a downslide because there is no consensus on seat sharing. And now, one after another, people are leaving. You look at the Congress, it has a president in Mr. Mallikarjun Kharge, but the political leadership is with Rahul Gandhi, who's busy with this yatra. And yes, there are people who are virtually, I won't say queuing up, they are leaving in a large number. There have been, one calculation I have done, you see, there have been over 15 former Congress chief ministers who have left the party last 10 years. And out of that, 12 or 13 have gone to the BJP. And there are a lot of people are doing what's happening, what's going on in Madhya Pradesh at present, what's going on in Jharkhand at present, what's happening in Bihar. It is a very, very glaring. And the Congress seems to be taking no notice at all. So in terms of preparedness, we cannot, we can't predict the outcome. But in terms of preparedness, Congress and the entire opposition is not only lagging behind, they seem that as if, you know, they have lost hope.
Yes. Sujata Paul, would you agree with that point?
Now, this is something which is suicidal.
Yes. Sujata Paul, would you agree with that, that there seems to be a big leadership void and the Congress has gone beyond complacent?
I have strict objection to what Mr. Rashid Kidwai said about Mallikarjun Kharge ji. He is the Congress president and he is leading the Congress party. So what does he mean that the political leadership is with Rahul Gandhi and he is the Congress head? No, Congress party's leaders include Kharge ji and Rahul Gandhi ji. Rahul Gandhi ji, while on his yatra, is talking about the issues of this country, the issues which are plaguing the youth of this country and what we are going to do. We are giving solutions also. We are talking about the caste census so that every segment of society gets participation. We are talking about women. The Prime Minister said, Mahilaon ko milegi suraksha. What has happened to that security? Nobody answers that. We have seen how in Uttarakhand, one girl, Ankita Bhandari, she was killed by a BJP Sangh leader's son. And here, when I'm sitting in Telangana, there are issues for which the people of Telangana also want answers from the Prime Minister. And you know what? Okay. They are asking, why are the laboratories of DRDO being shut down? Why is it that the vacancies have not been filled? Why is it that the central government vacancy is not being filled? Those are the questions which we are answering. And we are telling people that the systems that we put in place, we are going to...
You know, Sujata Paul, the architect of the caste census, Nitish Kumar, he has crossed over to the BJP. So who is going to take this message to the people?
He's not got the patent for it, one. Secondly, if you remember, we were in a coalition government when we did the caste census, but we could not get the results out. But what stopped this government from doing it? But the man who says, ek akela sappe bhari, then he gets everybody bari bari, he knows that the OBC issue is a huge one. He'll say that I think of only the garib as the jati. Then he will say, main hi sabse bada, because it is imemyself.com of the Prime Minister that the people people are fed up of his event management.
Mr. Singh, I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time, Sujata Paul. R.P. Singh, speaking of allies, you know, there seems to be a contradiction. Many would turn around and say that people who you were completely averse to several months ago, have now returned to the NDA fold. What would you say about those who would say that, you know, there are strict questions, serious questions that will be raised on the BJP's moral compass, that you are getting those people back who you were completely averse to several months ago?
First, I was expecting Sujata Paul to show some today's picture of the farmers' agitation in Telangana, whereas there is none. He was just speaking lie on your channel itself. One. Secondly, also on this...
I will send you the video.
Let Mr. Singh complete. Yeah. Go ahead.
Stop this. I mean, stop behaving like a small child, creeping child. So, there's the fact that there is no farmer protest in Telangana.
You asked for it, so I have to answer, no?
Okay, Mr. Singh, go ahead.
There's no farmer protest in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, but just some issue in Punjab, and that our government is looking into and will deal with the issue and then try to work out the way out of the subject and issue. But coming to the issue of what is the concern about the allies, I mean, tomorrow, if the people are deserting them, it's up to them to decide whether Mr. Milindera or others who have joined other parties also, Baba Sidki, who's joined NCP, or Ashok Chauhan, who joined BJP, or for that regard, Priyanka Chaturvedi left Congress and joined Shiv Sena some time back.
Right.
They have left Congress and joined TMC. Chaturvedi Saab left Congress and joined NCP. So there is a lack of leadership because leadership is remote control and is treated as a family dynasty and is run like a private limited company.
So the ball is in the Congress's court.
Mr. R.P. Singh is making no mention for
okay, that's not how we do debates on NDTV, but thanks very much for joining us on that. Of course, politics heating up as the polls draw closer. Well, the Congress certainly facing setback after setback as the BJP is hunting far and wide for allies.